Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to have you on the show as always.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me as usual.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for checking out this episode. On today's show, you know, we talk sports and entertainment and everything else, as always. But on today's show, you know, we're going to continue to talk about the Astros, you know, cheating scandal and what, you know, some of the players in the league thinks about it. Carlos Correa defending Altuve, you know, about the controversy. Talk about the, you know, the Knicks, you know, about RJ Barrett's performance. Lately, and we'll talk a little WWE, as you know, the biggest thing that's going to happen next week is Goldberg battling Wyatt for the first time ever and for the title. We'll also talk about that as well. But most importantly, you know, we'd love to hear from you. You know, feel free to give us a call. And you know, feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. You know, we'd love to hear from you. But with that said, let's talk about this Astro scandal yet again. This storyline won't go away, and there's always it just keeps more storyline just keep adding onto it as the weeks goes on. It's like a soap opera, you know. As you all know, the Astros was caught cheating, at least to the 2017 season. You know, there's some conflicting reports whether or not they were still cheating in 2018 and 2019. But, you know, basically the biggest news out of it, other than Rob Manfred causing a controversy comparing the Commissioner's Trophy, ironically, you know, the trophy that the world champion team gets, he compared it to a piece of metal, you know, downgrading it. But the other newsworthy thing, you know, was basically a bunch of players, you know, criticizing the Astros and the commissioner for not, you know, doling out a tougher sentence to the players for committing this, you know, horrible crime in baseball. You know, we all know in baseball there's two things you can't do. One, bet on it, and two, cheat. I mean, everybody tries to get an edge, but this cheating went far and beyond, you know, regular trying to steal signs. You know, they used video, they banged on, you know, trash cans and all these, you know, crazy tactics, you know, to steal the signs. And you know, it resulted in as of right now, the Astros lone championship as we speak. And the biggest question that came out of this whole saga was whether or not if the Astros should be stripped of the title, you know, because, you know, they have a, you know, dare I say, an asterisk, you know, to their name, you know, winning that title in such a, you know, terrible fashion, you know, especially a talented team like that. They didn't have to stoop so low, you know, to get that title, you know. As a result, that Astros team's legacy is it has a black eye, you know. And, you know, you got Beltran. That was his final year. He went out as a champion. But now with all this, you know, all this drama, you know, you can't look at the Astros the same way. And people who was really outspoken about the Astros cheating was Aaron Judge, your player, Mac. He said that he thinks that the Astros should be stripped of the title because, you know, they didn't earn it.
Yep.
But what's your thoughts on the whole storyline and you know, your player, Judge, reaction to the whole drama?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, Judge pretty much vented his vented what everyone has been saying. You know, all these other players have been saying, you know, the Astros players should have been punished more harshly than what they got. The players actually walked freely. They didn't receive any type of punishment. It was the GM and the manager that got the brunt of MLB's punishment. You know, they ended up being suspended, then being fired, I should say. The players, nothing happened to them. You know, and then these players go out there and read these rehearsed apologies provided to them by management, you know, and it seems so fake. And, you know, these players have hurt a lot of people, you know. They've cost the teams championships. They've sent pitchers who were called up to be sent down. You know, a lot of people have been hurt
mm-hmm.
by the Astros. So, I mean, I could see that Aaron Judge is frustrated just like everyone else. And people are demanding answers. And Rob Manfred, that's his name, right? The commissioner,
yep,
Manfred.
That's him.
He's not giving people answers. Yeah, he's, you know, he didn't do enough, you know, to punish the Astros. You know, because any other organization would have stripped the title away from them or, you know, put an asterisk next to your name and heavy fines, you know. I know he took away some, don't they have, didn't have draft picks taken away from them or something like that, I think?
I think so, but I'm not sure. I know.
I'd have to look into that.
I think they did. And then, you know, Jim Crane, the Astros owner, he fired, you know, of course, Hinch and Ledbo, I think it is. And,
I call him Ledbo.
But in any case, you know, what was I going to say? You know, in any case, it wasn't enough. And then afterwards, Jim Cray was basically saying, you know, that he don't think that the, you know, them cheating caused them to win, which contradict him apologizing. If they didn't do anything wrong, then why did he fire his GM and his manager when they were already suspended 1 year,
right?
You know, for 1 year. But if they didn't do anything wrong, he don't think them cheating impact the game, which, you know, we had that whole discussion last week about how it didn't just impact, you know, a game, it impact multiple games, and
right.
It literally impacted the game of baseball. So,
yeah,
what he's talking about, I mean, it just shows, you know, how this guy is, you know, he's full of it because everybody knows.
Yeah.
And he admitted that they cheated by firing them and giving a, you know, a lame apology. So as a result, Dusty Baker had to basically beg the league not to hurt his players because, you know, those guys are going to get plunked. Like Barry Bonds in that home run race. What was it, like in 02, 03 when he set the tainted, you know, home run season record, 73.
Right.
So,
yeah,
they're gonna the Astros are gonna get plunked. I mean, there's no beating around the bush. The whole league is upset at them. And I don't know if you heard, there's new Astros shirts that says, you know, hate us. So apparently there's some, you know, I guess Astro fans or whoever who created it, you know, they're trying to use this as a mantra to show us like it's us against the world kind of mentality, which
I mean
that's just messed up, man. I mean, I understand you're a fan, you gotta support your team, but I mean, this instance, man, it stinks, man. Your only championship, you know, it's tainted. You know what I mean? And that's it's a proud franchise. You know, they've been around as long as the Mets. I think they've been around 1 year longer than the Mets. I think they debuted in 1961 when they were the Houston Colt 45. You know, and I think they changed the name to the Astros because they felt, you know, having a team named after a gun wasn't PC. So I believe that's why they changed it to the Astros. But yeah, it's messed up, and they're a talented team. I mean, they didn't have to go that far, which goes to my other point of Correa basically exonerating his teammate Jose Altuve, clearly saying that Altuve was one of the few players on the team who did not want to cheat, who didn't cheat, and he didn't want his teammates to cheat for him. So basically, Correa, you know, a few days ago was basically he made a strong case to say that, you know, Altuve wasn't part of the cheating. You know, further investigating what he was saying and watching some stuff about it, it does look like it holds weight that Altuve didn't cheat. However, even if he didn't cheat, he's cheating by association, because even though if he's not the one personally cheating, his teammates who are cheating is allowing them to get on base, which allows him to knock in more runs because of their actions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Crazy.
You know, what's your thoughts on the whole thing?
Yeah,
do you think,
man,
Altuve cheated, or do you think he's a cheater by
everyone
association?
Everyone on that team cheated, of course. I mean, what do you mean that if Altuve cheated? They were found to be liable for cheating. All the players on that team, you know, there's no player that's exempt from that cheating scandal. They were all liable for it. All of them are responsible. So, of course, he cheated. He cheated. Bregman cheated. They all did, you know. So for them not to know what was going on, that's BS right there.
Well, according to
he was probably wearing a buzzer during that last at bat against Chapman too.
Yeah,
probably.
But that's another thing. That's what another thing Correa was saying too, to prove that he was saying that, what's his name, Altuve didn't cheat, because he was saying like Altuve had a newly made tattoo of his daughter, and he didn't want his tattoo to be shown because I guess he didn't feel it was completed yet.
That's the dumbest excuse I've ever heard. Really? Because of a tattoo that's unfinished?
That's apparently his wife didn't want his tattoo to be shown. So that's why, according to Correa, that is why Altuve was yelling at him when he was crossing home plate after he hit the walk-off home run of Chapman, you know, to clinch the series, you know, to you know, that don't take his what you want to call his jersey off.
Yeah, well,
because I was watching, I saw what you want to call it on MLB. What was it, the MLB Network? And Harold Reynolds was showing this case. How, you know, we all thought that he just, after he hit the home run, he left, but apparently he was still on the field celebrating with his teammates for like almost, you know, 2.5 hours or 2.5 minutes. Before he changed, because the whole belief was that as soon as he hit the home run, he ran quickly into the dugout, changed his clothes, and then did.
Man, listen.
Any case you look at it, he cheated anyway, because his teammates, whether he cheated personally,
exactly.
His old teammate cheated, so
it
all,
doesn't
he
matter.
Knew about it, so he cheated.
It doesn't matter if he didn't cheat that night. He did cheat in 2017. It definitely, that whole team cheated. They were a part of it. So I don't want to hear this. the people trying to defend them to be this, you know.
It's only Correa who's doing it.
You know, like, come on, please. Nobody right now, they're the most hated team in baseball at this point. They're going to be booed in every arena.
No doubt about
that. You know, there's going to be some really harsh stuff. If I was a Houston Astros fan, I feel ashamed to be rooting for that team. I mean, their team right now is looking crooked, but hey, you know, what can you do? You know, they cheated, they won, they got away with it. They haven't been punished. So right now, all we can do is try to move on. I mean, there's nothing else we can do. You know,
yeah.
Just play some baseball. And if you know, I'm a fan of the Yankees. I was saying on my other show, I'm just focused on the Yankees winning the championship this year. You know, whatever the league decides to do with Houston, that's on them. But I'm not even focused on this cheating scandal anymore. It's getting old.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's 3 years. 3 years later, man. I mean, if they're not gonna penalize them, there's nothing more you could do. I mean, there's nothing more we could do. I mean, you just gotta play the games, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you could do. Because it's a distraction. It's been a distraction this whole off season.
Yeah.
Once it came out, you know,
right.
It was in December when it came out. Maybe November. Was it November or December when it came out? This whole story came out. Probably was December. I can't remember. Probably was December. But in any case, yeah, this thing has been a distraction, and unfortunately, this saga is not going to end until we crown a new champion. You know, whether it's the Nationals defending their title or there's a new champion. You know, well, we shall see. And, you know, speaking of baseball, you know, today was the first day of spring training, you know. The Mets lost both games of their split squad. Not that it matters. Stroman lost 2-0, one game. Porcello pitched in his first unofficial game, which the Mets would lose 5-3. Against the Marlins. But you know, when you're baseball, you know, spring training, man, it's only important for the veteran players to stay healthy, and for the young guys or the veteran guys whose career is in jeopardy, you know, they have to perform to make the team. Other than that, you know, the records don't mean nothing. You know, back in the days, you know, I used to think it meant something. Like 2002, the Mets was dominating spring training. They probably only lost, what, 3 games that spring training. I'm like, oh, wow, this team is good. And mind you, that was when they had, you know, Alomar. That's when they just got Alomar, Mouvon, Jeremy Burnett got back on the team. I'm like, wow, this team is really good, man. They're really killing it in spring training. And then, of course, we all know that was the worst team money can buy, part two. Literally 10 years after the 92-93 Met teams that, you know, they spend the money, which is a rarity with the Mets, and they got the worst players ever who on baseball, you know, on the back of the jerseys, they were former All-Stars, you know, future Hall of Famers, but they didn't mesh. And then 10 years later, 2002-3, same thing, you know. And so that's why you don't put stock in spring training. Apparently, the Marlins did well in spring training last year, and, you know, we all know what happened with the Marlins. Marlins, you know, they're in the basement, you know. And
yeah,
until their players develop, their young players develop, they're going to stay in that dweller for a while, because you know, the Marlins, they have a history. They have a unique history. They won 2 championships, but they've never won a division because they won the wild card twice. And every time they win, you know, whether it's Wayne Huizenga or Jeffrey Loria, they just break up the teams, and they can never have that. They can never, you know, maintain the championship momentum that they've had those 2 magical years. So,
right.
Case of baseball, you know. But, yeah, with the Mets, they You know, now they're still looking for a new owner, but now Dolan has, you know, popped up out of nowhere, you know, like a Randy Orton RKO. And now he's trying to buy SNY. I mean, is he trying to buy the Mets to own? Who knows? I mean, when the dust clears up and there's a signed signature on the dotted line of whoever's going to be the next Mets owner, then we'll find out. Who will it be? Will it be Steve Cohen, who's, you know, hiding in the – will it be A-Rod and a group of billionaires? I mean, will it even be Dolan? Who knows? I mean, what I definitely know, it's not me and you. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think our monies combined can buy any team. I don't even think we can buy a minor league team. So I don't think I have to worry about buying the team. But
well, if Dolan buys the team, man, he's going to – well, it looks like he's more interested in the network right now.
That's
forget,
what it
looks like. Forget the Mets. But if he ends up buying the network, man, he got rid of some great shows on MSG. Because they had low ratings? That's why he got rid of them? You got to be patient. That was the reason why he got rid of a show, because of supposedly they had low ratings. But he didn't even give a chance. You know, some of these shows, you have to give them a chance. He took off Sports Desk, which I thought was a great show. Talk About Town.
Yeah, they were really good shows.
They were
brutally honest shows at the time, which, you know, which is what you need. I mean, that's what got SNY running, you know, since it, you know, it debuted in 06.
Right.
No matter if the team is doing good or horrible, you have to have, you know, people who are brutally honest telling the stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? And that's why SNY is a huge commodity to buy, you know, because they have, you know, they have people who are brutally honest who will tell it like it is, you know?
Right, right.
And if Dolan buys it, I don't think he'll be that way still.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a complete 180, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's out of my hands, you know. It's out of my hands, whatever. As long as the Mets can shock the world and put a championship-caliber team on the field, that's all that matters, really. But hopefully the next owner is committed to winning and not trying to pinch pennies and stuff the profits in their pocket, you know. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that, you know. Because, you know, if they don't spend the money, it's going to be another wasted opportunity. Look at Wright. Wright retired, you know, without a title, man, because the Mets didn't even, you know, the Mets, for the most part, they didn't spend the money to put a championship caliber team on the field. I mean, he had some chances in 06. Unfortunately, Pedro and El Duque got hurt. One of the few years they actually went for it. And then, of course, you know, 2015, you know, he hit his first and only World Series home run. You know, the Mets, unfortunately, weren't able to overcome the Royals that year. And, you know, that's the case, man. I hope that's not the case for Alonso and you know, DeGrom and these young pitchers, because, you know, these young pitchers aren't getting any younger as the years go by, man. They're wasting DeGrom. They you know, he has back-to-back Cy Youngs, but if he doesn't have that title, man, you know, all his effort is going to be for nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
So I hope and pray that whoever buys the Mets team is committed to winning. Cohen, whether it's A-Rod, whether it's all of the above, whether it's you, you know, whoever's buying the team, they have to be committed to winning. You know, And if you're committed to winning, that's the number one way you show respect to your fan base, especially a passionate fan base like the Mets. You know, a fan base who supports the team win or lose. And, you know, they deserve a winner, man. It's been since 86 since they won. So the fans are starving for this championship. But, you know, shifting gears with the Yankees, basically, you know, the Yankees, they finished their first decade since, what, the early, since the 1910s, you know, without them, you know, going to the World Series. And this is their first year since the first decade since the 1980s that they didn't win a title. So, you know, the Yankees, you know, they're hungry more than ever to try to bring the title back. And, you know, now they got Garrett Cole, you know, to anchor that staff. And, of course, now, you know, they're fueled, you know, they're always fueled to try to win that title. Not to mention this whole Astros controversy. They really want to stick it to the Astros after they stole their ace, you know, and showed them what could have happened in, well, possibly could have happened in 2017 or even last year, you know, if the Astros were playing on a even playing field. But I guess, you know, what's your thoughts on the Yankees' upcoming season?
Well, you know, there's a lot of expectations coming into this season. You know, they have one of the best pitchers in baseball. You know, they got a team that, you know, came up short going to the World Series. And on paper right now, you know, they're World Series contenders. But right now it's just on paper, so they got to prove it on the field. So there are a lot of expectations for the Yankees this year, but it's going to be an exciting year. There are some setbacks, you know, with a couple injuries, with Paxton having to have back surgery. So he'll be, you know, we won't see him probably until June, probably. And also, I think Severino was recently shut down due to soreness from last year. So, you know, we might not see him for, you know, several months. And then there's Judge. It looks like he has like a minor injury. But it looks like we'll probably see him at the beginning of the season. So some injuries early on. Hopefully it doesn't boggle. It doesn't turn into, you know, where we have a bunch of injuries like we did last year. You know, hopefully it doesn't result in that, but some minor setbacks, but this is going to be an exciting year. I'm looking forward to it.
By the way, what was your thoughts on, Stanton saying that, you know, if he knew about, if he knew, you know, what pitcher was coming like the Astros did, he would have hit 80 home runs.
That'd be the case for every player. I mean, you know, a pitcher was – I would hit 80 home runs. I knew what pitch was coming.
Yeah, but which is very true. But my question is, do you think – I mean, obviously, Stanton, he has the numbers to prove it when he was a Marlin. But since, he hasn't been healthy with the Yankees for the most part, do you think he should, you know, kind of pipe down and just – you know, perform before he start, you know, talking smack? Or are you cool with what he said?
I mean, I'm cool with what he said. I mean, you know, it's his first year. Didn't his first year he have like 40 home runs with us or something like that? 39?
So.
39 home runs?
Last year he only had like 3 because he was injury prone. Injury prone last year.
Yeah, last year he had an injury prone year, but, you know. Yeah, he does have to stay healthy. And that's been a big issue with Stanton, but I have no issue with what he said. I mean, that goes for any other player. You know, if, you know, they knew what pitch was coming, I'm sure they hit a lot of homers as well. So, I mean, what he said was an honest answer. Can't blame him.
and you know, shifting gears with that, the NBA All-Star ended last week. Of course, Team LeBron, I think, won what, 157 to 155, because now they have a rule that the All-Star game ends, once the first team who scores 157, the game ends. But the most touching thing that came out of that All-Star weekend was the NBA honored Kobe Bryant by naming the award after him. You know, an award, the MVP award that Kobe Bryant has a record for, you know, MVP title. So rightfully so, it was named after him. And, you know, what was your thought about the All-Star weekend?
Oh, it was great. You know, from the skills competition up to the three-point contest, the dunk contest was great, even though, again, they robbed Aaron Gordon of winning a title. But, you know, that was great still. And even the All-Star game was competitive for the very first time in a long time, you know, to have these players, you have to score a certain number to win. I think it was 157 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you also get some type of prize as well to charity. So, you know, this ended up being one of the most competitive All-Star games we've seen in a while. And that was great. So players really playing defense, even getting, you know, getting into it with the referees, you know. So I like the way they changed it this year. And, yeah, it's one of the best All-Star weekends I've seen in a while. I enjoyed it. They should keep it the way it is.
Another thing that came out of the All-Star week is RJ Barrett. You know, he dominated the Rising Challenge. I mean, he scored, 27 points? But, you know, it was in a losing effort for the world team, you know. And, of course, Team USA beat them. And then his first game back, you know, since the All-Star break, he scored 17 points for the for the Knicks. I think he even shot 8 for 9. You know, he had a very good game yesterday.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough for the Knicks. You know, they lost, I think, what was it, by 8 points yesterday. I'm trying to think, what else
happened? Was it the Pacers? No, it wasn't the Pacers, was it?
Was it the Pacers? I can't even remember who it was. It could have been the Pacers.
Chicago?
It might have been Pacers. Was it Pacers? I think it might have been. I can't remember. Was Oladipo on that team?
Yeah, Oladipo is on the Pacers.
Yeah, I think it was the Pacers, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, it was the Pacers. 106-98.
But, I'm trying to think who else performed well. Neil Aquino, he had 14 points.
Oh.
And had a big three, which cut the Pacers lead to, I think, within 6 at that time, because they were being blown out at that time. But, of course, you know, the Knicks, you know, didn't come back to win. Someone had nearly a double double. It might have been Robinson. I think he had 8 and 8.
Oh, okay.
But Randall, he had an off night. I think he had only 7 points. So, yeah, that's all she wrote. The Knicks are winless in the second half, losing their first game. The Nets, on the other hand, they got a big win, on the road against Charlotte. I think their biggest win by a margin. I think it was probably 114-86 or so. Can't remember the final score, but they got that W in Charlotte. But the even bigger news is that Kyrie Irving, he had another setback. He re-injured his shoulder, injury that made him miss, 26, at least 26 games, in the first half of the season. He's going to have surgery. So he's gone for the rest of the season.
He's so brittle, man. Can't stay healthy, this guy. Talented,
yeah.
But, can never stay healthy. Guess the Knicks made the right decision not to sign him.
I mean, well, yeah. Yeah, they won 115-86. And this was their biggest road win since 2017 against the Pelicans. So, congratulations to the Nets. They're keeping on, even though, their top two star players, have been hurt practically the whole year. But they got a good talented team. Jared Allen, their center. He had a double double, 12 and 11. I think he had tonight. But they got a real young talented team. Fortunately for them, when they signed Irving, they did sign Durant, but unfortunately for them, both of these guys have been gone practically the whole year. I mean, Irving has showed some flashes here and there. Kyrie Irving, he's a talented player, but for you to have a championship caliber team, he has to be the number two option. As evident, with his lone championship with the Cavaliers. When LeBron returned to get fulfill his prophecy of winning a title with Cleveland.
Right.
But now they gotta go back to square one in the off season and hope both of those guys can bounce back, Durant and Irving. But they got a fun young team. They just have to they're battle tested in the playoffs. Now without these two veterans, we'll see how far they'll go. I mean, they had a good run last year, surprising people, making the playoffs. Obviously, they traded away D'Angelo Russell, who was their MVP last year. But now this young guys, without Irving, they're gonna have to knuckle down and try to, continue their pace.
Yeah.
But shifting gears again to WWE, and the biggest thing that came out of WWE is Goldberg. Popped up on Friday Night SmackDown, and basically he went face to face with Bray Wyatt, and he was the first legend not to be afraid of facing Bray Wyatt. And he not only did he take it to him, he speared him right out of the arena.
That's funny.
So he's going to be facing The Fiend this Thursday. Super Showdown. Who you think is going to win?
Of course, Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Bray Wyatt is definitely going to win this.
Yeah. I don't see him losing that.
Yeah, he's not going to lose it. Goldberg's going to put up a fight. The match is going to be probably 5 minutes long. Max, but the Bray Wyatt is gonna be action packed 5 minutes. Bray Wyatt's gonna get like 12 spears, get up, and hit Goldberg with the Sister Abigail, maybe even that mandible claw too, which Which would be shocking to see Goldberg actually pass out. You know, I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's ever happened, especially in his WWE. I mean, his WCW days. I don't think that's ever happened to him. Being the last time I saw him get knocked out, it was when he speared Bret Hart, and Bret Hart had a metal in his stomach to
right.
You know, block the spear. Other than that, I haven't seen Goldberg get knocked out like that. Even when he lost to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Other than that, I haven't seen him get knocked out like that. But
yeah.
he's gonna pass out.
It's gonna be tough.
You could write that down. He's going to get Sister Abigail, and he's going to get the Mandible Claw.
It's going to be a good matchup, though.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be short. It's going to be short but sweet. You know, he's going to hit his finishers. Is that Bray Wyatt in the background talking trash?
That was my computer. It's Spanish recording of the fight, the boxing match.
Got you. That was Bray Wyatt talking smack, you know, like he was on Friday Night SmackDown. But yeah, it's going to be a good match.
Definitely.
I'm trying to think what other matches are going to be there. Trying to think of what other notable matches are going to be at the Super Showdown. Who's fighting again? Who else is fine? Let me see. That's the Universal. Brock Lesnar, I don't think Brock Lesnar is fighting anybody at the Super Showdown. Oh, yeah, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's fighting Ricochet.
Oh,
then,
yeah, that's true.
Right, he's fighting Ricochet. You know Ricochet is going to lose. I mean, let's be real here. Even Ricochet Mama would know he's going to lose. He's going to lose. He might even lose like Kofi Kingston did. You see a pattern here? Are you just like a pattern? Shoot, he's gonna beat him. I mean we all know that. I mean, come on. And then
also gonna be a good match though.
Depending how long it is. If it's a 9-second match, it's not gonna be a good match. I'm sorry. How they did Kofi, man, that's like messed up. His match will be longer, I think. I don't think he'll lose in 9 seconds.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, this will be a longer match. I agree with that.
Maybe five minutes too.
Yeah.
Like the Wyatt Goldberg match.
Right.
Maybe this might be 5 minutes as well. But that Kofi match, man, he's never been the same ever since then. Like, I mean, yes, he's the tag team champions. You know, who they're gonna face? I'm trying to think who they're facing in the pay per view. Can't remember. Are they facing Revival? I don't even remember.
I think
I know who Miz and Morrison.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
so they've been hopping up this whole time.
Right.
Miz and Morrison. You know what? Miz and Morrison's gonna take the title from them.
You think so?
I mean, common sense would make you think they will lose at WrestleMania, but the way how they've been hyping up these guys, man, I think they'll, because someone has to lose the title in this pay per view event.
Yeah.
And let me think. Women's one is going to be
Becky Lynch
versus. Shayna Baszler, right? Or is that WrestleMania? Or is that the WrestleMania matchup? Probably WrestleMania matchup. Yeah, because I think there's only going to be one woman's match. And that's probably going to be... Is it going to be Asuka and her? I'm trying to remember who the...
It looks like it's...
Or is it Naomi versus...
Bayley versus Naomi.
Oh, Bayley versus Naomi.
Yeah, that's the only match, only women's match.
Yeah, Bayley's gonna retain it. Yeah, Bayley's gonna retain it. I'm trying to think what other match, normal match they have. trying to think what other notable matches they have at that pay-per-view event.
I see Roman Reigns, King Corbin. Did you go over that one?
No. I really don't care who wins, but Roman Reigns will win that one.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to think what other matches are there.
Then you have AJ versus Andrade versus Bobby Lashley. Gauntlet match for the Two Wake trophy.
Oh, that trophy thing, yeah. I guess AJ Styles. And then I'll set up, I guess I'll set up his dream match that he's going to have at WrestleMania. But I heard what the rumor is. Maybe I should say, I shouldn't spoil it for the fans, who it might be. But I'll just I guess give you a hint that, you know, it'll be you know, a match, you know, it'll be a classic match. It'll be a classic match with this opponent. When you think about it, there would be no better opponent in that WrestleMania environment that he could face. I'll just leave it like that.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. I won't give you, you know, it's the phenom versus, you know, the phenomenal one versus, well, I won't say who it is, but I guess you'll find out when they set up the build up. I won't spoil it for you guys, you know. But what was I gonna say? What are the matches out there? Chance. That's about it, right? Can't think of any other.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, other than that, Steph Rollins and Murphy. You went over that one versus Street Profits? I think you went over that one.
No, I didn't. I think Seth Rollins and Murphy's going to still hold on to the title.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to put the title on Street Profits yet. Even though they're very popular, you know, but I don't think they're gonna win the title on Thursday. But yeah, I guess that's about it. You know,
yeah.
I think I covered everything I need to. Anything you need to talk about before we head out?
No. We gotta watch this big fight right now, Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, so it should be good.
Who do you think's gonna win?
Deontay. Even though I think Tyson should have won the first fight, but I think Deontay will definitely grab this one.
I think Fury will win.
Oh, you think Fury's gonna win? Okay, should be interesting.
Maybe even Braun Strowman might even power slam Wilder and let you know, Fury get the victory. Who knows? Now play.
Hey, it's gonna be good.
That'd be disqualification.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good fight.
Yeah, they're like both undefeated.
Yep.
So yeah, it's an instant classic.
I think if Fury gets knocked down this time, there's no getting up like Undertaker this time around.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you heard him, folks. You know, check out his show, iMac. You know, it's on the podcast, wherever podcasts, you know, you can listen to podcasts. And, of course, come check out, you know, this show, Sports Urban Legend, every Saturday is at 11. And check out my YouTube channel, Sports Urban Legend TV. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you next time. Peace.